If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Coming up on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. If your New Year resolve is already waning, don't worry. Coach Helene Segura joins us Monday, February 6th to say it's not when or how you start working towards your goals that counts, it's getting started and getting back on the wagon when you fall off. She'll follow up from last month's segment, and Vicki welcomes your questions about challenges and sticking to your 2017 goals. Send them to info@conversationslive.net or call Vicki at 800-495-7617.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. Check out all the great stuff that I post during the week. I think we've got a phenomenal collection of animal videos and photographs and stories and such. A really spectacular photograph of Japanese cranes, white and black with red on their heads. They're absolutely spectacular. This photograph is phenomenal, and some really great stories and so forth. So check it out, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like while you're there. And let's see, if you need to get a hold of me after show time, then you can use our same online or on-air email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. That will get to me at my home office as well. You can also call me anytime as an animal behavior therapist and trainer. I always do a free no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you've got stuff going on with animals, it's always worth giving me a call, because if I'm not the best one to work with you, I probably know who is. And if I can help you for free in a few minutes on the phone, I will. Otherwise, I can explain how I work and what's involved and all of that good stuff. But this is what I do when I'm not here on the air. So you can also call me if you're interested in becoming a part of our Animal World family of advertisers. You don't have to advertise something good for animals. As long as you're doing something good for animals, humans, or this planet we live on, we'd love to have you be part of our family. And for as little as $26 a week, that's our new advertiser special. You get an ad on the show, interview, links on the website, so you can't hardly not afford to do that. So I'd love to hear from you. And my number is 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Alrighty, I've got open phone lines where we're going to go back to the phones right now. And if you've got a behavior training or healing question or subject on your mind relating to animals you want to talk about, now would be the time to pick up your phones. Local number 425-373-5527 or toll free 1-888-298-5569. And then remember, our email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then. Back to the phones we go, and in Seattle, Seal, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me.
Good morning, Martha.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, this is Seal, and I have a really severe misery-making cold that's in day two, so I feel this is going to be a very, very quick conversation.
Well, gosh, I hope you take care of yourself, because, you know, I was down and out with that flu, and it's nothing to mess around with.
I recall. Yes. This is really hitting me hard, so I'm trying to just keep a low profile right now.
Yeah, bless your heart. So
this is going to be a really brief call, Marissa, but I called your home number, giving you some information at the time that Granny passed a couple weeks ago. The senior matriarch Orca in one of the, I think, J-Pod.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was well aware of that, of course.
Yes. And also that Tillicum had also passed, the subject of Blackfish.
Right, and we talked about both of them, and actually, when Darcy Pariso was on, I think that was like the second Sunday of January, we tuned in to both of those orcas and got a report directly from them. I hope you got to hear that.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
I missed it. I'm sorry. I missed that. But I'll try to access your archives.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was wondering if it might be possible to get from the two people who might be an interesting one-hour interview would be Mary Gettin, of course, if you could contact her and see what she thinks about the whole situation as it exists today with the reduction in the total numbers of orca. It's really been quite catastrophic in the Puget Sound area.
Yeah, Mary, for anybody that doesn't know, Mary Gettin was a local animal communicator and that worked in the whale watching industry here in our area, and she was here for many years, and I mentioned her often, and in fact we mentioned her on that second Sunday of January when Darcy and I were talking to the whales, because Mary is the author of the book I so often recommend, Communicating with Orcas. But she has moved. She now lives in Florida. So she isn't as readily available as she has been in the past. But, you know, I can certainly put out some feelers and see, you know, if she might be available to do a phone interview at some point. So that's a good suggestion.
That would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. I think that would be wonderful. I she's just a phone call away, and remote, communication, I'm sure, is not beyond her capabilities. And also Ken Balcom of the Center for Whale Research in Friday Harbor.
Right.
He might have some really astute comments to make. And, you know, he's become quite concerned at the reduction in the numbers of orca total, and the lessening of the salmon that they require for their nourishment.
Yeah, well, there's problems going on, and you know our oceans are in jeopardy. And you
but
know,
of course, Granny was 106 years old, and they estimate, and so she did have a wonderful long life, but it's still quite a loss to the community. And I would just really appreciate, I will access your archives.
Okay,
but I would
great.
Appreciate in either of these two experts.
All right.
Okay.
Well, excellent suggestions. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
But then, yeah, if you can get to the archives, it was the second Sunday of January with Darcy that we went into it quite extensively. Okay. All right.
Thanks,
I hope
Martha.
You feel better. You take care of yourself. Stay hydrated.
You
stay warm. This is nothing to mess around with.
Thanks, Martha.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. Well, that leaves our phone lines wide open. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And let's see. I did want to tell you, give you an update on some good animal TV, because my Saturday evening allegiances have changed for the moment, because Animal Planet's all my favorite Animal Planet shows are not currently running at this time, so look forward to them coming back. But so now I have been spending my Saturday evenings on the Nat Geo Wild channel as I'm doing last minute show prep and that sort of thing. And the one of my favorite vet shows is on the Nat Geo Wild channel, and it's The Incredible Dr. Pole. Now, that show is currently in a current season. The new shows air at 10 p.m. on Nat Geo Wild on Saturday evenings, and then they do a repeat. I think there was another episode on at 7 p.m. But it is just such a fabulous show, and I just last night's show was so impressive. And I have to say, now this is a huge practice in the Midwest, and it's a country practice, and it's kind of, in my belief, it is the way veterinary medicine used to be, and it very much is reminiscent for me in the practice that I worked in, you know, when I was young, because I spent almost 17 years working in veterinary hospitals here locally, and that was many years ago. And this is kind of like old time medicine. Not that it's inferior in any way, shape, or form, but it's a fascinating show because they're treating all the domestic animals, you know, dogs and cats and little, you know, pocket critters and that sort of thing, but a lot of farm animals as well, and a lot of farm calls. And this last night's shows were really incredible, and the creativity that these country vets show in terms of coming up with ways to save animals is really extraordinary. They are truly serving and saving animals. And just to give you an example, there was a wonderful story about newborn puppies. And I don't know if you've heard about it, but there is a condition that occasionally you get a puppy in a litter that's called a swimmer pup. And they're kind of structurally, their rear end isn't quite right. When they're laying down, they can't really stand up and use their rear end, and so they kind of look like they're swimming. Well, it was always that these puppies were always euthanized because they said there was no cure. But it was a young woman vet that's relatively new to the practice in the last couple years that had this little swimmer pup come in, and she's got just such a great attitude that she said, I'll do whatever I can to save this puppy so that we don't have to euthanize it. And so she did some research online and found that the recommendation was, even though it wasn't always successful, was to do hobbles. And if you know, if you're a horse person, you know what hobbles are. Like sometime when people, well, let's say you go camping and you take your horse and you can't like just leave your horse loose, you know, to graze like during the night or something because they'll take off. One technique that's done is hobbling the horses and it's like a little brace that goes on around each rear leg and then they hook together. So they can't walk very far. And so it kind of keeps them in the same place. Well, it was that same sort of idea, which is why they call it a hobble. And so she fashioned kind of created a hobble situation where she taped the two rear legs of this little swimmer pup together. And then they kind of hope that things, you know, it prevents the pelvis from splaying out and so forth. And lo and behold, it was quite miraculous. This puppy recovered completely and, you know, by the end of that show was running around like a normal puppy and had totally been saved. She did a similar thing in terms of helping a young calf on a farm call that had a fractured leg that ordinarily would have been put down, but they called it MacGyvering a splint. She, you know, created a splint and saved this calf's leg, and then one of Dr. Pohl's cases in saving pulling a newborn calf that was as close to dead as you could be, that they were able to bring this calf back, and it was quite phenomenal. They used all the same tricks that we used to use, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, in saving puppies and kittens. And so it was fascinating to watch. But I just want to let you know that it's really, really a great show. And you can learn so much about creative veterinary thinking and so forth. And, you know, it's not a fancy practice. They don't have all the bells and whistles. And in fact, if you remember the controversy last year where some vet that doesn't have better things to do watching the TV show actually complained to the veterinary association in that area and tried to get Dr. Pohl brought up on charges for not practicing state-of-the-art, really expensive veterinary medicine. But you can tell by the way they practice, they get the job done, they do it magnificently, and they keep the cost down for their clients, which is so important. Now then, I was speaking of what I'm doing tomorrow and with Krista on the Share Wisdom TV, her new show at noon. We're going to be talking about raising puppies. There's a great new show on Nat Geo Wild that runs Saturday evenings as well. And, I think I gave you the wrong information, that Dr. Pohl, his new show every Saturday is at 9 p.m. Then at 10 p.m. is this new show that I had not seen before called Puppy Days. And it's an hour show, and they follow a bunch of different puppies, like, you know, maybe 5 to 10 different puppies during this hour, and their families and the struggles they're going through raising these puppies and problems that they have, and then solutions and what they have to do to correct these problems. And I have to say, it kept my attention. And even though it's my profession, I thought it was very well done. I thought they had great variety of puppies and families and situations and really great advice. So if you've got a young puppy and you're needing some help, this is another way to get it, is the Nat Geo Wild channel, and the show is called Puppy Days. Okay, then. Alrighty, we are going to take care of our advertisers for the first time in this hour. Make sure they are taken care of, and then we come back and how about we'll take care of current events, and then I'll get to the other subject at hand. And if you've got a question and would like to chat with me, now would be the time to call, or we're going to be out of time. So pick up your phone, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project? finding happiness. But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Is your beloved pet limping in pain or even becoming paralyzed? I'm Dr. Nels, and I have a passion for animals and their people. When you've tried everything for your pet but nothing has worked, I'm the one to call. I can help your pet get their happy, active life back without drugs or surgery. For a free consultation with me, go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the free report button now. That's healingministryforanimals.com. I can't wait to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with me here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful advertisers, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and boy, have they got great programs throughout the year. And you always wanted to learn to meditate? Well, you can learn to meditate at Ananda, and you can take classes at either the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell. They're just on the Bothell Everett Highway, just south of 405, or at East West Bookshop in Seattle. So check them out at www.anandawashington.org, anandawashington.org, and you'll find all the great classes coming up. You heard again from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com, and boy, is he a miracle worker. And there's no reason in the world to not take advantage of his free assessment over the phone. You go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the free report, the free assessment, and you answer questions about your animal friend and what's going on. And like you heard Dr. Nels say, if all else has failed, he's the one to check out. And you fill out that free report, he'll get back to you and do a free 30-minute phone evaluation. How great is that? Of course, check out Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, whispering-dragon.com on the web, or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And they work remotely and do fabulous work anywhere in the world. You can also go in to their center in the Greenwood area of Seattle, or you can, and they've got the sound portals and so forth on the website, and you know, put out a great newsletter. So check it out, whispering-dragon.com and Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And remember, you can join the Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. $26 a week. You can have an ad on the show, interview, and links on the show. And as long as you're doing something good for animals, humans, or this planet, we would love to have you. All righty then. How about let's take care of current events? Alrighty, speaking of entertainment, something new to put on your calendar for tomorrow if you haven't already heard me talking about it. My friend Krista Gibson, who is the publisher of the New Spirit Journal, is starting a new online TV show tomorrow. And it's called Keeping It Real with Krista Gibson. I'll just read you the little spiel that she sent me. You've listened to Martha for years, now hear her and see her on the new online TV show Keeping It Real with host Krista Gibson. Tune in at sharewisdom.tv January 30th, that's tomorrow, at noon Pacific time, when Martha and Krista will talk about the basics of raising a happy puppy that also makes you happy. Some folks got cute little puppies for Christmas, and now, a month later, the cuteness is wearing off as the little one chews, pees, poops, whines, and barks. This is when some people throw up their hands and take the little one to the animal shelter or give it away. Even if your dog is an older model, these basic puppy tips from Martha can set you and your puppy along the path to a successful relationship. Watch live using your computer, tablet, phone, or tune in later and watch the program on demand or listen as an iTunes or Spreaker podcast. So remember, that's tomorrow at noon, sharewisdom.tv. All righty, let's see now. Our favorite animal communicator, medium Reiki master Darcy Parisos, got some classes coming up. Talk to Your Animals, Animal Communication 101 and 102. Let's see, Saturday, February 11th and March 4th will be at Intraspace. That's down on Airport Way, right behind Tully's. And then she will be at the Intraspace Intuitive Fair on Saturday, February 4th. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. 20-minute readings at that fair are $30. And then she'll be at the Emerald Spiral Fair doing readings on Saturday, March 25th. And that's at the Kent Commons. Oh, well, let's see. No, that's the Emerald Spiral Fair. Then at the Kent Commons, the Seattle Pet Expo on... Oops, no, never mind. The Emerald Spiral Fair is at the Kent Commons. The Seattle Pet Expo is on Saturday, June 3rd, and Sunday, June 4th. That's at the CenturyLink Field Event Center. Okay. Now, our Heal Your Animal expert, Vicki Draper, she's got a free class coming up in February, Saturday, February 4th. 12 to 4 p.m. at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. And this is basic animal massage. So if you would like to do this class, 12 to 4 p.m. Saturday, February 4th, basic animal massage, go to healingyouranimal.com, click on events, classes and events, and then there's a tab there for you to sign up for the basic animal massage. And like I said, Saturday, February 4th at Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland, noon to 4 p.m., and the cost for that class is $97. All right, mark your calendars for Homeward's Animal Fur Ball Auction and Dinner will be Saturday, April 15th at the Maidenbauer Center. Tickets are on sale now at homewardpet.org. Let's see, you can mark your calendars ahead for Seattle Animal Shelters, or Seattle Humane's annual Tuxes and Tails 2017 will be May 13th at a new location. That'll be at the Meydenbauer Center, and tickets go on sale May 1st. Let's see, and I think that covers pretty much everything, except to let you know, next week's show, tune in early or you'll miss us, because we will be out early due to, I think, is it women's basketball, Husky women's basketball? Is that what
it is? Yes, it is. And okay. It's an early start time because they'll actually be in Denver, I believe, to play Colorado, a big game. Okay. Husky women are, of course, ranked 7th.
Yeah, they're doing really well.
And they got a big game tonight. They played a big game on Friday, so go Dogs.
Yeah, they're doing really well. And so that's next Sunday. We will be here from 9 to 10:30.
Correct.
So it's going to be an abbreviated version of Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we'll, of course, check in with Missy's Pet Rescue and then anything else I can cram in. But, you know, join us early next Sunday or you'll miss us. Okay, that concludes current events. So how about let's pick up a last phone call for the day. It looks like we're going to Seattle. And Eva, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me. Hey, Eva. Hello, Eva. Did we lost Eva? Okay, we lost Eva, but the phone is ringing again, so maybe that's Eva on the other line. And before I get into something, Prescott, is that Eva again? No, it's not. Okay, well then, keep talking? Okay, or I'll go on. All right. So, Eva, I'm sorry we missed you, and I would love to hear back from you. Hopefully I can get you guys in. All right, now I promised you that we've got a longtime friend of Animal World who's in trouble. I'll at least get started with this, and if need be, we'll take a break. But those of you that have been listening to Animal World for a long time will know who I'm talking about. And I'm talking about, she used to be local here. She has been in the studio with us a number of times throughout the last 20 years. Her name is Ann Gordon de Barragon. And Ann Gordon, you'll remember that name from, she is a, or was, a movie animal trainer. And I met her here because she actually lived in the Duval area, and she literally had lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, and all kinds of different animals that she used in doing films, and you would have seen her animals in all kinds of movies, you know, back then. And oh, I'm trying to remember. I'm seeing the movie, the one about the Sasquatch, and I can't remember what that one was, but a lot of her animals there. Anyway, the very interesting story with her, if you didn't hear the last time she was on the show, she was hired to do the animals in a movie that was filmed live in Panama, in the jungles of Panama, with local Panamanian tribes. And while she was there filming this movie, they got very involved with this Embera village tribe, Embera being spelled E-M-B-E-R-A, the Embera villagers. Well, wouldn't you know, while she was there and doing these movies, she got very close to this tribe and ended up falling in love with a young man that was a member of this tribe. And it was quite the story. And I have to say, now, it was before Mike's time, so Mike, you weren't here, but actually one of the last times that Anne, well, the first time I think Anne was back up in this area after she was married to this tribesman and started this whole new business down there, she was actually in the studio with her native Panamanian husband. It was quite a fascinating show. So what ended up evolving out of all of that, of course, these native tribes down in the jungles of Panama, I mean, live on a hope and a prayer, and you know, the economy is very depressed and all of that. So She started to, once that she was part of the family, actually, you know, moved down to that area and then started a couple of businesses. And one was taking people on tours of this Embera village tribe and where they live and so forth. And it was quite, you know, a very incredible experience. And then she also started doing whale watching in Panama, you know, guiding whale watching tours, because Anne is a communicator now and does a lot of work with whales and so forth. At any rate, the reason I wanted to focus on this for a while today is because I was shocked to find out sometime in the last couple of weeks here sent out a plea about changing times and the fact that both this Embera tribe and the businesses they've put together are now in great danger. And if you want to check out and follow me, if you're around your computer, there are two websites that you can go to see the tribe I'm talking about. Embera VillageTours.com is that website, E-M-B-E-R-A, Embera VillageTours.com. And then the website for the whale watching is WhaleWatchingPanama.com, WhaleWatchingPanama.com. And let's see, I'll just read you what Anne had to say about the changing times. She says, as you know, sharing the beauty of the Embera people, their gentle way of being and peaceful quality of life with visitors, and sharing the joy of the dolphins and awesomeness of the whales and their wisdom with others is my life purpose. I love to see the distinct softening of the faces of every person I take to the Embera village, as well as the huge smiles I see on each person I have taken to see the dolphins and whales. I feel in this way I am touching the lives and hearts of every single person who goes on my tours. I believe strongly that my tours are helping to make the world a much kinder, gentler, more respectful, and better place for us all. Spending time with the Embera people, my guests are reminded of the beauty and easy joy of simplicity and how family and community are much more important than work. After being with the dolphins and whales and learning more about them, my guests are often left in awe and wonder about these incredible animals and hopefully are inspired to take action to care for and protect the ocean environment so the dolphins, whales, and all life on the planet can live long, healthy lives. It is with a very heavy heart I feel that I need to share with you that even though I have been trying absolutely everything I can think of to increase the business and income flow, things just keep getting worse and worse. Now she's at the point of having to come up with a huge sum of money before the end of January. If a miracle does not happen, she says she would be forced to close the tour business and stop living her life's passion. And as a result of that, she started a GoFundMe page to help. And she explained more in terms of what was going on, that it's quite interesting because there's been a sharp decline in tours. The day tour business for the last few years has been less than normal, and this year we're 25% of normal. Right now is supposed to be the busiest season of the year for our Embera Village tours. It is not just our tour company that is experiencing these dismal numbers, but tourism in general in Panama is extremely low, and no one can figure out what is going on. So I wanted to bring this to your attention for several reasons. One is that, of course, if you would like to learn more about Anne's work, her life's purpose, and the Embera Village tours, and, of course, the Whale Watching Panama, you can check out these websites. If you want to help with her plight, you can check out the GoFundMe page, gofundme.com/whalewatchingpanama. And she has generated enough money at this GoFundMe page, so she was able to make a huge down payment in terms of the money that is owed, and it's looking hopeful that she may be able to pull this out. And the other reason I really wanted you to know about it is in case you know anyone that is going to plan a whale-watching trip, that, you know, whale-watching Panama, send them to Panama, send them to Anne. And then also, if you know of people that are interested in learning more, you know, about the Southern Americas and, you know, south of us, and, you know, these, you know, check out the Embera Village Tours, E-M-B-E-R-A, villagetours.com, and see the, you know, because we're talking real life tribe, you know, jungle tribe here. And I have to tell you, when Anne was here and, you know, brought her husband along, he just was the sweetest, gentlest energy that, I mean, these people are totally unaffected, you know, by the normal society situation. So it's well worth helping them preserve the culture and sharing it with the world. And so if you know of anybody that wants to do some traveling, do some whale watching, recommend Whale Watching Panama and EmberaVillageTours.com. You okay? So, and of course, think really great thoughts for Anne and these businesses. Alrighty, we need to take care of our advertisers for the last time in the show. And then, Eva, I promise you are next up. So stay right where you are. We'll come back to the phones and Eva straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your dog friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why the Missing Link supplement was created. And they start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the fiber, in the raw ingredients. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a Missing Link formula for pretty much everything in an animal suit. 3 formulas for dogs, 1 for cats, a vegetarian wellness blend you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters. There's a bird formula, a poultry formula, and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387, or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell are joined by Carrie Samuels, back with more dynamic ideas to make your happiness priority one.
On Saturday, Mary Lee LeBay returns with a new exploration of the power and potential of human consciousness.
In hour number two, Manson Mitchell are pleased to present Rhea, host of Entrepreneur's Table.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are truly winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Except next week it'll be 9 to 10:30, remember that. All right, we've solved our caller problem, and that, I think, was my mispronunciation of her name. But we are going to Seattle and welcoming Ava. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me. Good morning, Ava.
Hi, good morning. I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, I certainly can.
Good. Well, I have good news and perhaps bad news about Dr. Pohl, calling Dr. Pohl.
Yeah.
Your Saturdays might be consumed. I get up at 7 a.m., and I'm not a morning person, to watch a full hour, that's two episodes, on Channel 11.
Oh.
Regular TV. Watched it yesterday.
So the incredible Dr. Pohl, the one that's on Nat Geo Wild, is also on local TV?
Well, I don't have cable, so I don't know about Geo Wild. But
yeah, all right.
I just wanted to tell you that now you can spend your mornings and your Saturday evening.
Oh, my. It's all the same to you. I'll probably stick with the evening. But that's good to know for folks that don't have cable. They can still see Dr. Pohl, because isn't it a great show?
It is fabulous. Like I said, I set my alarm so that I'm up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday.
Well, that's certainly a testimony as to how good it is, isn't it?
And then it's followed by 2 hours of The Dog Whisperer.
Oh, okay, so that's Cesar Millan.
Right, and then that's followed by Save Our Shelter.
Wow.
Which is kind of a nonprofit thing for, and they go around the country helping various nonprofits fix up their shelters so that they could adopt more pets out.
Well, that's great to know then. So for our non-cable viewers, there is some good animal TV on Saturday mornings, Channel 11, huh? Starting at 7 a.m. Okay, that's great to know.
And then the other reason for my call has to do with my geriatric Chow Chow. He is about 16 now. They didn't know at the shelter when I adopted him about 8-9 years ago.
Wow, he's getting up there.
Yeah, and I guess what I'm calling to ask that impossible question of, are there any specific signs? I mean, I know that we can see the end of the road. I just don't know that we're there yet.
Ah, okay. So when you say you can see the end of the road with your dog, and what is your dog's name, by the way?
Leo.
Leo. So with Leo, what is it that you're seeing that you think meaning that time's getting short? What's going on with him?
Well, he's having difficulty standing and walking around. I got to say, this last year I had 3 major surgeries. And after each, my biggest thing was to get home because I was so worried about Leo. Fortunately, he was alive after every surgery when I came home. And he and I are about equally paced now. Neither one of us can go up and down stairs very well. And walks are out of the question. But, we actually are very compatible at this point. The little bit, he still eats, he poops, I taught him to go pee in the shower, but he's getting wobbly. He has lost a lot of weight in this last time. When I came home, I was kind of shocked. And I just don't know what happened in my absence necessarily, but I just don't want to make that final decision if there's some other thing I could do or...
Well, there may be, because of course, you know, it's all about quality of life for them. And one of the little phrases that I've always remembered, I know somebody I had as a guest on Animal World actually came up with it, but I don't remember her name, so I can't give her credit. But she said, "Food, fun, and follow." You know, when they still enjoy their food, that there's fun in their life, and they'll get up and move around with you, then you know you keep going. Now I can tell you two things. There is one supplement for older dogs and arthritic conditions.
You know,
that I like better than any other, and it's called Connectin. Connectic, Connectin. It's made by a company called In Clover.
And In Clover?
In Clover is the company's name.
InClover.com
is their website. The product called Connectin. It comes in a tablet form and a powdered form. I've always gotten the powder because it's a less costly version.
Uh-huh.
You put in their food. It is glucosamine and chondroitin, and then 9 herbs at therapeutic level. And I think it's the combination of the herbs that and the glucosamine and chondroitin that makes it work better than any other product I've ever found, even better than the prescription drugs from vets and so forth. But that's my first choice there, and might be very, very beneficial. The other thing is that Dr. Nils Rasmussen, you know, who does the bioenergetic synchronization technique, he's often able to really help these dogs and their humans, because he works on people too. have you checked out Dr. Nils?
No, I have not.
Okay. Do you have something to write with?
Yes, I'm writing as we speak.
Okay, it's Dr. Nils Rasmussen, Rasmussen. His website is healingministryforanimals.com.
Okay.
Healingministryforanimals.com.
Now,
let's see. He is on the show here every other month. And of course he's free when he's on the show, and he can do this treatment remotely. So I'm hoping I'm remembering the schedule correctly. Usually he's on the second Sunday of the month, but I think we switched it up for next month. So he will be in the third Sunday of February. He'll be in the studio again.
Okay, so, but I could contact him through this website.
Right. What I want you to do is I want you to go to his website.
Okay.
Healingministryforanimals.com.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a link that for a free report. You click on that free report, fill out the questions. That'll go to him, and then he will call you and do a free 30-minute evaluation over the phone.
Marvelous.
Can't beat that. And then he is so honest and just delightful. He's one of the most gifted healers I've ever met. He'll be very honest with you as to whether or not he feels like there's something he can do to help you and Leo. So
I've been down this road before with other doggies, and I found that the only way that I could get through it before was to know that I love them enough to let go.
Absolutely. Bless your heart. Because
which is really difficult.
Yeah. Nobody said it was easy. It's not easy, but it is.
And you know how they hang on for their humans.
Right.
It's kind of a difficult little game of, are you really in pain? Are you hurting? How do I tell? Because he does follow me around. That's his mission.
Yeah, well, and that's the other thing that you can do is check with our animal communicator, Darcy Pariso. And she's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O, Paris with an O, .com. Because she can and talk to him and find out, as it's getting closer to the end, if he's ready to go or not. So that can be very helpful. But I think your best bet, I mean, you can certainly check out Connectin, but I'd also, I'd get online and do that free report with Dr. Nels, because he very well may be able to extend his quality of life.
Wonderful.
All righty.
I really hope to hear, and I appreciate it.
Well, and you call me off the air if you need to, okay, Ava?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling Animal World. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And I'll be thinking of you next Saturday at 7 a.m.
Okay. Well, not too hard, though, because I'll be asleep.
Okay.
Thanks, Ava.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. We got a follow-up here before we run out of time from our wonderful, so knowledgeable Peg in Olympia. And I kind of thought I might hear from her. She's sent an email here about, remember I mentioned the condition of mega esophagus in dogs and that wonderful chair that I posted on Facebook? Well, of course, wouldn't you know, she knows all about it. And here's what Peg had to say. The chair is a Bailey chair named after one of the first dogs with mega esophagus to be successfully managed using upright feeding. There are a lot of dogs with this condition, essentially a neurological condition, that have chairs. There is a Facebook group for mega esophagus. They say, call it ME. They used to be a Yahoo group when I had my ME dog. The Facebook group is Canine Mega Esophagus Support Group. It is a closed group that you have to apply to join. It's an amazing group. Chairs are built. There are files on how to build and then passed on as dogs are lost. Some of the chairs are quite fancy. The important thing about this group is that it collectively contains an amazing amount of collective experience. Currently has 6,362 members. Whoa. Although most of these are not active anymore. On the day-to-day management of this disease, more information than any vet can offer. The files are extensive and contain a lot of information. Now, Peg did send me the Facebook link with the number to connect with that. So if you are not able to access and find this Canine Mega Esophagus Support Group on Facebook, just shoot me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com and I'll forward this information to you. Peg says, don't know if you can see this, but chairs and other methods of upright feeding and studies and lists of vets, etc. ME is a heartbreaking condition and many dogs just can't be managed successfully no matter what you do. So she hopes that helps us, and thank you so much, Peg. And apparently she's down with the crud as well, so take care of yourself. All righty then. So that is basically going to wrap up this week's edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. I'm delighted that you were able to join me. I'm delighted that I was able to be back in the studio. I hope you will join me tomorrow on Krista Gibson's new web TV. It's at noon tomorrow Pacific time, sharewisdom.tv, noon to one every Monday. I'm going to be your first guest tomorrow. I hope you'll join me. And Mike, we got regular programming today. All right, so stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And then next week, remember, we're preempted by this hot University of Washington women's basketball team, and so we'll be on from 9 to 10:30, so be sure and join us first up or you'll miss us. It's going to be a short version of Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. We'll at least check with Missy's Pest Rescue, make sure their bills are being paid, and whatever else I feel like I can cram in the time that we've got. But I'm really looking forward to talking to you again next week. And in the meantime, gosh, Mike, thank you so much. And thank you for keeping us on the air even when I couldn't. I really appreciate it. Prescott, thank you so much for your calls. And Kathy, we hope you're doing well. And as always, let me leave you with, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.